Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
Most of us want to live the victorious Christian life, but the fact is we struggle day in and day out just keeping our heads above water. What are we doing wrong? The Bible points us to all the key tools that we need to live the life that we're called to live. The problem is we just don't open our toolbox. We do not know or see the power that is available to us. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he addresses the new freedom we find in Christ. Now, the religious leaders of the day were telling the Gentiles as well as the Jewish people that they had to adhere to all the Jewish customs, including circumcision. Paul's message was that Jesus had set them free from all of that. In verse 13, he says, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters." But then he gives them a warning in the next verse. "But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature." You know, we talk about our sinful nature all the time, but just exactly what does that mean? Basically, it has to do with everything that we hear, taste, touch, or see. Now, you may say, "I've been a Christian all my life. I don't have a sinful nature." Yes, you do. You were born with it. Paul tells us instead of satisfying our sinful nature, we should instead use our freedom to serve one another in love. Then Paul tells the Galatians, "For the whole law can be summed up in one command, love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus even says over in John 13, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. To love each other is to use the most powerful tool that we have to demonstrate to other people what it means to know Jesus and to have a relationship with Almighty God. Do others see Jesus in you? This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.